Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, taking you today to 1 Corinthians 3, where Paul is confronting strife and jealousy in the Corinthian church. And he says the people are acting fleshly. The King James Version uses the word carnal. Some use that verse to prove there's a certain kind of Christian, a carnal Christian, if you will, who's saved but doesn't produce spiritual fruit. Well, John, is that what Paul had in mind when he wrote that verse?
No, carnal is not a category in which someone lives or remains. Carnal is simply another word for sin. That would be like saying, I am a Christian, but I'm a sinful Christian, or I'm a sinning Christian. Like, that's a category? No. When you act in a fleshly way or you act in a carnal way, that's simply saying you sin. To say that it is an acceptable category to be a sinful Christian is to misunderstand the whole point of being a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? Call his name Jesus, for he'll save his people from their sins. How foundational is that? If you've been saved, what have you been saved from? Well, you've been saved from the consequence of your sin, divine judgment, but you've also been saved from the power of sin. The power of sin has been broken. You're no longer under its power, Romans 6 says. You are now, in the truest sense, a spiritual Christian who still sins, does carnal things, thinks fleshly carnal thoughts because of the remaining sin that is in your unredeemed flesh. Now, we have a new man, a new creation, incarcerated in unredeemed flesh, waiting for the glorification of our body in the presence of Christ. You don't want to celebrate the fact that you're a carnal Christian. There's no such category. You're a Christian, a spiritual Christian. You do carnal things for which you need to repent, and forgiveness is offered.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.